Carlson, politicians intentionally weaken U.S. dollar to make payments on debt to buy votes, enrich themselves. By Jeff Poor on June 29, 2022. Tuesday, FNC host Tucker Carlson weighed in on the state of the U.S. economy and inflation, which he suggested was a manufactured crisis spun by those who created it for their own benefit. Carlson laid out a list of woes the country was facing and how the media portrayal placed no blame on the Biden administration. Transcript as follows. Carlson, we're coming to you all week from Brazil. You may not have noticed, we didn't actually. But Brazil is the last significant country in the Western Hemisphere that has a pro-American government. And in a lot of ways, Brazil isn't that different from the United States. It's an enormous place, bigger landmass than the continental U.S. Huge population, beautiful, rich in natural resources, and suddenly, like the United States over the last 15 years, Brazil has found itself dangerously dependent on China. So, what exactly are the Chinese government's aims here in Brazil? And why isn't the Biden administration doing anything to stop the Chinese military from establishing a threatening new beachhead in our hemisphere? They seem to be abetting it. What is that exactly? We're investigating all of it for a brand new documentary we're making now. We'll have it for you soon. But one of the reasons that so few people in the United States notice that China is colonizing a formerly independent country so close to our shores is that we have, as they used to say, problems of our own here in the United States. The American economy, primarily, which is in real trouble right now, and it's not something we can fix with a cleverly crafted bailout, as we've done before. The problem here isn't that a few reckless quants on Wall Street did crazy things with credit default swaps. The problem feels deeper than that. It feels systemic, and you see it in what you buy, everything. The prices of everything are shooting beyond reach for a lot of people in the United States. That would include energy, food, durable goods, housing, education, credit, all of it is a lot more expensive than it was just recently. Why? Why has median rent in Manhattan jumped by 25% in a single year? Why is your grocery bill going up by hundreds of dollars a month? Why can't you afford to fill your car anymore? Those are fair questions. It's not like we've run out of the commodities we need. The United States has a lot of them. It's a continental country. It stretches from the Atlantic to the Pacific. So we've got plenty of room for housing. We've got more than enough oil and gas within our own borders to be completely energy independent with some left over. We've got more fertile farmland than any country on the planet. Food should be cheap. So, the problem is definitely not our resources. Our resources in the United States are abundant. The problem is our leaders. The things you need are too expensive to buy because politicians created inflation, and they did it for a simple reason. They racked up so much debt, buying votes and enriching themselves and their families that they had no choice but to weaken the U.S. dollar in order to make the payments on the loans they took out. It's that simple. And then once inflation arrived, ideologues in the Biden administration immediately understood how it could be used. So, since you can no longer afford to drive your car, you will have no choice but to accept their green energy scams, and that means their donors who run those scams will get richer, and they will get control over the U.S. economy. So, everyone wins except you. It's perfect. None of it happened by accident. This is a manufactured disaster. Now, in a normal country, few leaders would dare to pull off something this brazen and destructive. They'd be afraid to. They would be to be flirting with revolution. It'd be too risky. And the people who run our country are fully aware of the risks, and they're very worried about it. If you're wondering why they're hyperventilating about January 6th, that's why. They seem afraid, because they are afraid. To them, a crowd of angry people at the Capitol looks a lot like a foretaste of things to come. That's exactly why they're so desperate to take your guns away. It's why they're screaming at you about trans rights and systemic racism and the all-encompassing evil of the president of faraway Russia. Huh? Why are they talking about these things? It seems confusing at first. What does any of that have to do with our actual problems here and improving your life? Well, none of it has anything to do with improving your life, and that's the point. They're hoping that if they keep screaming at you, you'll be too bewildered and too off balance to notice what is happening to the country around you, much less able to fight back against it. And just to make sure you're too bewildered to act as they scream, they shift the blame from themselves to you. So, They're now pronouncing you guilty for the crimes that they committed. You've watched this happen with the economy. First, they told you that inflation wasn't real. You're imagining that, but you weren't. So, then they explain that actually inflation is happening, but it's a good thing because you deserve it. You deserve to pay more for the things you buy. Why? Because your expectations were way too high. You pampered first world Karen. You expected to eat meat for dinner and take an annual vacation on commercial airliners that departed on time. What were you thinking? You expected to fill your tank or buy a sheet of plywood for less than 75 bucks. Huh? Talk about out of whack. You expected to be able to send your children to the public schools you pay for with the expectation they might learn something. You thought you could load your car in the Safeway parking lot with groceries you could afford without being shot to death by armed robbers. You imagined you could live in a country that resembled the place you grew up in, where people spoke English and didn't throw trash out the window or smoked fentanyl on the sidewalk. But it turns out, Mr. or Mrs. America, you expected too much, and that's your fault. In Nigeria, all of this is normal, so stop whining and eat your bugs. Bloomberg News actually wrote a column on this. Their recommendation was, if you want to save money, let your dog die. Seriously. They really said that and they meant it, too. But apparently you didn't get the message. You love your dog. So, now they've gone further than that. Now, they're telling you that you cannot have the one thing that most people want more than anything else. The one thing that biological instinct drives all of us to want, and that's children. The most reliable source of meaning and joy in human existence, a family, is now out of reach for the American middle class, and you should accept that as inevitable. In fact, you should embrace it. Our economy can no longer support your family. Sorry. Actually, that's wrong. They're not saying sorry. They wouldn't think of apologizing for that or anything else. What they want to do is force you to reset your unrealistic expectations, and that's what MSNBC did all this weekend. Watch. Begin video clip. Katie Tour. MSNBC anchor, what does it cost to have a baby? On your body? On your livelihood? And not just you, but your states and this country? Jolene Kent, NBC News reporter, many economists and social scientists are telling us that the economic consequences of abortion restrictions are devastating for both individuals and wider society. According to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, at the national level, state-level abortion restrictions cost $105 billion per year because basically it reduces the labor force participation rate, how many people are in the workforce, and drives down earning power. End video clip. Carlson, so, it turns out, many economists and social scientists have concluded that having kids is selfish and way too expensive, and that's your fault. So, dial back your expectations of ever having a family. Thanks for telling us, MSNBC and Jolene Kent. Notice that no one in MSNBC ever blames the powerful for where we are. Apparently, the U.S. government had no role in reducing the labor force participation rate. Say by shutting down the entire U.S. economy and firing anyone who didn't get their vax or turning cities into war zones or devaluing the U.S. dollar. None of that actually happened. It's not their fault. Wall Street and the Fed are blameless. The problem is you. The problem is that you selfishly want to have children, and children are bad for GDP. All the big corporations now agree on that. They're all now against human reproduction. Watch, Jolene Kent, explain more. Begin video clip. Kent, but the other important financial question is if the birthing parent is able to travel and if they work for the right company and are seeking an abortion. More individuals we're seeing are going to need to rely on their employer, right, for that financial support to carry that out. Now, for example, Dick's Sporting Goods is now telling us they're promising $4,000 for any employee or family member on their insurance plan to access an abortion. And there's a long list of companies that are doing the same thing. You've got Levi's and Starbucks, Yelp, JP Morgan and many others. But the point here is, Katie, is that these benefits are provided because these companies are willing to do it. Not just because of their philosophy as a corporation, but because it makes financial sense for them. End video clip. Carlson, Dick's Sporting Goods will pay you $4,000 to abort your baby. How great is that? How great is Dick's Sporting Goods? You were going to have a baby, and now they're giving you $4,000, not $2,000. And as Joe Linkent just told us, that makes financial sense for corporate America. Well, yes, it does. Thanks, MSNBC. We lost our calculator and couldn't do the math on that. It turns out the companies have done the math and they'd rather pay female employees $4,000 for every abortion they have. That's cheaper than footing the bill for, say, parental leave or adding new dependents on the company healthcare plan. Babies are expensive. It's a lot cheaper to get rid of them, has concluded the HR department of Dick's Sporting Goods. But keep in mind, this is a highly progressive movement. When you have to bribe employees not to have their own family, what you're really doing is liberating them, and if you doubt that, here's corporate America's spokesman, Andrew Ross Sorkin of CNBC, with a message once more. Begin video clip. Andrew Ross Sorkin, CNBC host, the real challenge is going to be for the smaller companies that can't afford to do this and for the employees of those companies that are unable to get access that way. And so there is going to be a tale of two worlds. If you work for a Fortune 500 company in America today, you very well may get this type of healthcare as a benefit. Smaller companies may not. And I asked the question over the weekend to a lot of executives and CEOs about this: would you leave the state? Would you leave those states where those trigger laws are in effect? And the answer is no. The view is that this is, dare I say, a cost of doing business, and I have to admit, disappointed that there was nobody that I spoke to over the weekend who said, you know what, we have a moral issue about this. End video clip. Carlson, yes, it's very disappointing that all companies aren't paying their employees to abort their children. It's a sign of love, really, because when you love someone, your main concern is if they never reproduce, that they never create more human beings just like them. That's a sign of love. So according to Andrew Ross Sorkin, corporations, and this is not ghoulish or creepy, so settle down. Chuck back to your gag reflex, corporations in states that outlaw abortions are unethical. The CEOs of those companies are immoral because they're not paying for enough abortion. Andrew Ross Sorkin judges them. You know who he doesn't judge? His friend, Janet Yellen. Now, Janet Yellen isn't blameless. She lied to Americans for years about the inflation that she created. She single-handedly destroyed our economy more than any other single American. But that's not a problem for Andrew Ross Sorkin. It's not like she wasn't paying for employees' abortions, and we're quoting. You know, if you're Janet Yellen, she's in a political job and they wanted to run the economy a little hot. That's what Sorkin said recently, and by running it a little hot, he meant destroy it and make the US dollar worthless. Just a little mistake. It's not a big deal. It's not immoral. Making you poor was a mistake, and don't worry. Janet Yellen has never even considered apologizing for it. No. What she is telling you is, now that you're poor, shut up and abort your child because times are tough and you've got to get back to work. There's a war going on. Do your duty. Begin video clip. Janet Yellen, U.S. Treasury Secretary. I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades. End video clip. Carlson, yes. Very damaging to the economy, having all those children, all that new life. This is the America that Janet Yellen has created with the help of her friends in the media. So, you can't afford to get married or buy a house or have children, much less raise them yourself in a two-parent family on a single income, as every generation of Americans did for hundreds of years in this country. But for you, none of that is possible. Only private equity people, people like Janet Yellen, Andrew Ross Sorkin, can afford normal families now. But for you, things are very different. For you, life is low-paid drone work at some soulless digital company, punctuated only by brunch on the weekends and Netflix and white wine at night. Forever, until you die alone with no descendants to remember you. Does the prospect of that fill you with joy? Or does it make you a little anxious? If it makes you feel anxious, no problem, because we have Xanax. Also, we've legalized weed, so you can consider yourself liberated. What we just described is not an overstatement. That is the life that millions of college-educated young people in this country are living right now and are facing for the foreseeable future. Which is to say forever, but our leaders don't seem concerned in the least about it. They don't detect a spiritual crisis in America or a lack of inherent meaning. Suicide spike. They have no idea why. They don't want to know. They don't even notice the dramatic drop in birth rates in America. which you think they would care about since they run the country, and that's the clearest sign of societal health. If people aren't reproducing, maybe something's wrong, but no, it doesn't bother them. In fact, they're for it. Don't have kids, and if you do, make certain they can't reproduce themselves. Why don't you go ahead and chemically castrate them? That's what they're now telling you. Watch the Admiral. Begin video clip. Rachel Levine, Assistant Health Secretary. Gender-affirming care is life-saving, medically necessary, age-appropriate, and a critical tool for healthcare providers. As a pediatrician, when it comes to making sure kids are healthy and happy, I know how important care that affirmed someone's true identity can be. End video clip. Carlson, so you made the mistake of having children, your own family, but there is something you can do. You can make sure you never have grandchildren. You can pump your children full of pharma-derived poison that makes certain they can never reproduce, and you should, because that's life-affirming care. So, why are they telling you this? Well, simple. The more atomized and unhappy American society becomes, the easier it is for them to control. Fewer marriages and babies and family-owned homes means more rootless and dissatisfied people. It means an entire nation of desperately unhappy grad students. Sandy Cortez could become the queen of a country like that. So, bring it on, more solitude, less human connection, less meaning, fewer babies. That's what they want, obviously. Here's what they don't want. They don't want more Christy Pauls. This weekend, Christy Paul announced that she's quitting her job because family is more important than serving corporate America. Here she is. Begin video clip. Christy Paul, CNN correspondent, I just could not be who I needed to be for my family is what it really came down to. I was tired of being tired, and I told them, look, let's be honest, the work we do is important. The work you do is important. Wherever you go, whatever you do every day, it's important work. But at the end of the day, somebody is going to sit in this seat and I'm going to leave and the show will go on as it should. But nobody else is going to be my kid's mom. And nobody else is going to be my husband's wife or my parents' children, and I need to be fully, fully present there. End video clip. Carlson, nobody else is going to be your kid's mom. Have you noticed our immigration levels recently? We are bringing people in to be your kid's mom. And by the way, shouldn't she be working for Facebook? Do your duty. That is what we are telling young people. We're telling them we're not going to do a thing to make it easier for you to have your own children or your own family, because families are for the rich and the poor. Families are for the tech tycoons. They've got a ton of kids, and for the Haitians huddled underneath the bridges at the border in South Texas. They've got a ton of kids, too, but for you, a middle-class American. Sorry, your deepest desires are far beyond reach. Citibank will pay you not to reproduce so you can remain alone in your cube, and if you're not fortunate enough to work at Citibank, Sandy Cortez will step in and for the first time in her life, build something. In this case, she will build government-funded abortion camps on federal land just to make sure you never have to experience the burden of holding your own baby or being unconditionally loved by your own children. You're liberated now. Let's celebrate with brunch. You have to wonder how long before Democrats sponsor legislation to distribute free cats to young people in the cities. Placebos to replace the families they can no longer have. That's coming, along with SSRIs in the water supply, so you don't have to think too much about it. We're finally getting to see what their utopia looks like. Hope you feel better. Well, in addition to preventing life before it begins, there is now a very aggressive effort underway to stop life before it goes on too long and becomes way too expensive. You may have noticed recently, the media increasingly pushing the practice of suicide. A number of newspapers, unfortunately, including the New York Post, have devoted articles recently to a former Studio 54 owner, who is flying to Switzerland to kill himself this week, and that's considered the new frontier in liberation, suicide. And again, much cheaper. The Independent interviewed people praising a 20-year-old Canadian man for his bravery after he sought out medically assisted dying suicide because he has intestinal complaints. Should we resist this? Or should we pretend that this is human liberation at work? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.